Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, another week with the theater world 90% dark, and yet it was a busy one. At least if you're willing to stream from home or venture out to unusual places for untraditional shows. I did one of those. More on that in a moment. As for important news from the stage world, well, there was an unsurprising biggie. Yet another deadline dashed for the reopening of Broadway. Forget all those shows that were planning spring openings, Music Man, Plaza Suite. The Broadway League just announced June 2021 as the next dream date. Though Music Man has announced it is looking at December 2021 to start previews. Also, the Tony nominations, such as they are, will be announced Tuesday, as in tomorrow, and the ceremony, such as it is now being discussed for December. The good news is that new ideas, approaches, and entities continue by the week. Now we add Thespie to the list, T-H-E-S-P-I-E, which is offering various kinds of filmed entertainment, including an original play called Apollo 13, The Dark Side of the Moon. And Play Per View is worth checking out. For small fees, interesting material is offered, including a reunion reading of Next Fall. And for at least another week, playwright Will Eno performs his own new work called Title and Deed, which I did watch, and it manages to be both quirky and kind of wise. What did I view this past week? Well, here goes. And know that some, if not most, can still be viewed for a limited time on YouTube or a theater site. First, I enjoyed a powerful new piece from the Vineyard Theater called Lessons in Survival. Now, these will be weekly episodes. The first was comprised of a small group of top-notch actresses speaking the actual sentiments of important Black figures, including Nina Simone and Lorraine Hansberry. And lovely sentiments they are. How can you be an artist and not reflect the times? Our skin sings in complicated keys. We are afraid love will not return. Our words will not be heard. I always enjoy the classic stage company's Thursday conversations, hosted by artistic director John Doyle, a Brit with a long and storied career. This past week, he spoke with Rufus Norris, who's the head of London's famed National Theatre. It's a delightful talk about their own long history together and, of course, the challenges of presenting anything at this time, both due to COVID and the new racial expectations. Regarding the latter, Doyle says, we might have empathy, but not the vocabulary. Interestingly, both these theater giants say, quote, they don't go near social network media. Now, the National is planning to open officially in a few weeks, and the theater world will be watching. Now, last week, I talked about the Great Barrington Stage Company's one-woman show in progress called Eleanor, about the former First Lady. A few days later, the forces behind that play held an interesting chat about their process. You learned yet more about Eleanor the woman and why her story felt right for this moment. In fact, the hope was to have it on stage before the election, alas. You find in the past what should be said now, said writer Mark Saint-Germain. Eleanor was very direct, but she also wanted to inspire. This discussion takes us inside decisions that writers, directors, and actors make while bringing a play to life. And let me add that the Great Barrington Stage has done a boffo job during the pandemic. One I did not know, called Working Theater, is giving us American Dreams, which might at first be mistaken for a Saturday Night Live routine, but it is theatrical. This one is essentially an enacted quiz show featuring contestants trying to earn a citizenship. It's a funny, timely satire. You can find it online. On a starkly different note, Broadway.com's YouTube channel gave us a beautiful hour of scenes from Angels in America with a brilliant cast, Glenn Close, Brian Tyree Henry, Laura Linney, and Lois Smith in a heartbreaking, memorable final speech. And who'd have imagined that paring down the two-part, almost eight-hour show into 60 minutes worth of key components worked so beautifully? While the play was about AIDS, of course, the dialogue about disease, neglect, and prematurely taken lives clearly reflect today's feelings and experiences. And now for the show that I saw, well, participated in, called Inside the Box. Now, this comes from the Geffen Stayhouse, as it's now called, in Los Angeles. The theater has been one of the winners throughout this time, offering illusion-styled immersive pieces with a limited number of ticket buyers, but selling out every show. Inside the Box has already extended through January. Now, this one is for twisty word game aficionados. I can master a crossword occasionally, but I think I raised my hand here once with a response. The host, David Kwong, does give us puzzle history between the anagram-style exercises, which I appreciated. Again, not your typical stage experience, but good for the aging brain, and the Geffen has found a clever way to stay alive. All right, what's coming up this week? Well, starting tonight, Monday, you can go to the Vineyard Theater site to watch episode 2 of Lessons for Survival. You can also stream American Moore, M-O-O-R, through The Red Bull Company. I saw this one-man piece. It's about an actor seeking the resonance of Othello last season, and while it's not perfect, it has more than its share of powerful moments. A new venture called Spotlight on Plays is presenting a series of semi-classic works over the next few months. These are filmed Zoom style as new readings. The first, Gore Vidal's The Best Man, plays on this Wednesday, starring Felicia Rashad, Zachary Quinto, Morgan Freeman, and Matthew Broderick. Go to todaytix.com for tickets. I am so there. The list of upcoming plays and stars is pretty amazing. Tuesday at 8 o'clock East Coast time, LA Theater Works is offering a conversation with actors like Charlene Woodard and Matthew Reese about past performances. Now, I confess that I mentioned this one last week here, but it seems I was a week early, but hey, who knows any dates anymore. Thursday's classic stage conversation is with the British director Marianne Elliott. She's as hot as they come, having helmed Angels in America and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Well, the silver lining of all this wired weirdness is that anyone can watch anything from anywhere. In that spirit, the Wallace Theater in Los Angeles is offering viewings of Wiesenthal about the man, Simon, considered the Jewish James Bond, in his endless hunt for Nazi criminals. I'll be tuning into the Minnesota Jewish Company next weekend, which is doing something called Operation Immigration. And the Long Wharf in New Haven is hosting something called State of the Union, an artistic Congress. Now, this is not a play, but a two-day symposium of sorts, Thursday and Friday, comprised of discussions about art and activism. These are often enlightening conversations on the struggling and juggling work so many are doing to try to keep us entertained. This Friday, the Marjorie Luke Theater in Santa Barbara begins a weekly series called Resonance, Music and Spoken Words to Lift the Spirits. I actually visited the Loop not long ago, a gorgeous space inside a middle school, lucky students. In fact, the late Marjorie Luke was a beloved longtime arts teacher there. But it also serves the community and gets support from generous part-time residents and past alums like Julia Louise Dreyfus and Anthony Edwards. Also in Southern California on Saturday night, the Echo Theater Company will present a reading of an original play called The Villagers. It was developed by a young woman at that edgy, increasingly important theater complex. And a week from today, Monday, October 19th, the Mint Theater starts streaming The Conflict, one of its past productions about an election, a British one many years ago, as are all Mint shows, but it is great fun and even relevant. It will play through, well, November 3rd, which, as you know, Jill, is a date important to us all.
Yes, it's the day that Mercury goes direct.
There you go.
So I think it's absolutely, I knew that. I knew that. I think that it's absolutely fascinating that considering that so many of the there are so many Geminis, and Mercury, of course, rules Gemini. It's just going to be hilarious leading up to it, I think.
Very interesting. Didn't know that. So, you know what I want to talk about next week? I don't know why this makes me think of it, but there's a number of plays. I was just reading one today that won the award in the Olivier Theater, which is now being filmed for a movie. There are about 5 films coming out in some form, you know, maybe virtual, maybe on some screen of some size, adapted from plays. And I know that's, you know, it's certainly been done throughout the years, but the fact that there's so many at once, I thought might be interesting.
Well, I think that the one thing about moving that dream date so far into the future, although it gives people time when you think about it, you know, it actually. The problem with screen brain is that you go, oh, right, it didn't take anything at all to put up that show. No, it just got written overnight, you know, and voila, they're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and obviously you need time if you're going to do anything like that. I was struck, though, I think last week or something in the Times, there were some interviews of people who had gone back to work, you know,
yes.
just a happier group. You have just not... you know, they'll wear anything, do anything, but just the liveliness is something to be told. But I do think that people have gotten quite used to watching these things, and if you've got, no pun intended, a captive audience, you might as well service them.
Absolutely. No, I've done a number of articles in the last few months about what the actors have been doing in their time. You know, they had their big moment coming, and then how do they? But they're all doing something, whether it's, you know, a lot of them are doing these readings, of course, and Zooming. I mean,
I will tell you, the people here who are performing at the Sharon Playhouse, you know, just the joy, the absolute joy. And
somebody asked me about the Sharon Playhouse. What are they doing there? I should look into that.
Yes.
I haven't read anything about the Sharon Playhouse. Great Barrington, obviously, is doing great. I've had things done at the Sharon Playhouse years ago.
Well, you should.
And it was a lovely space, and that you can do.
Well, they've been doing a whole drive-in thing. They've been terrific. They've been terrific. So yes, definitely check into it.
I will do that.
All right.
Anyway, what can I say? The Broadway date. Do we believe this one? Do we believe June?
You know what you can say?
The Music Man obviously doesn't believe it. They just said, forget it. We're starting rehearsals in December 2021, and we'll go up 2022.
Is that what they said about rehearsals? I just saw the 2021.
Or previews. Yeah, they said they'll just start previews in December 2021 and open February 2022.
That will give them plenty of time. If you're going to start in June. If you're going to start June,
yeah,
then that's about the right time to get into previews. If it's that big a show, no.
That might make sense. But you know, look, I don't know what anybody's thinking. There, I love the optimism. Even the Tony Awards originally were going to be done in October. Now they're talking about doing those in December. So you know,
well, there was a great thing. There as Alvin Ailey announced their season. What was it? The company's artistic director, Robert Battle, we're deciding to look at the possibilities rather than focus on what we can't do.
There you go. Anyway, let's stay optimistic and let's keep streaming.
And don't forget, the show must go on.
As it does.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.